said that by Com, by SNE, by Baya, by Dvesha.
They have not Srimad Bhagavatam?
Bhakti. Someone is bringing.
Kamena snehena bhayena va.
Kamad desat snehat.
Kamad desat
snehat lobha.
Snehat
lobha.
No.
Snehat bhayena va. Bhaktreshwareshware mana avesya tadaham itva gati. What is the question?
So, in giving evidence for Ragatmika Bhakti, Rupa Goswami has taken only two, Sambandha and Kamagarika. And Bhakti...
What he has taken?
Yeah.
What he has taken two?
Rasik,
come here.
You can let the devotees who are at the gate.
Twenty-nine and thirty.
Not in this?
Yes, it is. Okay. Kama dveshad bhaya snehat yatha bhaktya shware manaha aveshitad agam hitva bahavastad gatim gata. So, and you know the previous verse.
And then give the next verse also.
Gopya kamat.
Gopya kamad bayat kamso dvesach chaya deon ripa sambandad rishnaya snehad yuyam bhaktya vayam vidu. So, out of these five or six categories, Rupa Goswami has taken two as ragatmika, that is kamatmika and sambandatmika. And here bhakti is taken as Vaidhi bhakti, which Narada is himself the example of. So, in this commentary in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it is said that although this is of Ban Maharaj, that although the Rishnis are given as an example, but they are secondary, and primary example are the residents of Vrindavan. But in Raghavartma Chandrika, it is explained that those who engage purely in Raghunuga Bhakti go to Vraj, and those who have greed, but they do some Vaidhi with Raghunuga, they go to Dwarka. So if someone has the idea that I want to follow the queens of Dwarka or any such thing, can it be said to be Raghunuga Bhakti? Or it is mixed Raghunuga and Vaidhi?
Go on.
Then the next question is...
What is the question here? What is the question?
The question is...
The question is about Ragatmika, because Raghunuga follows Ragatmika.
What is your question?
That
this is a statement.
Yes.
What is the question?
Okay. In some places, Rupa Goswami has given the definition that Ragatmika Bhakti is vividly manifest in the residence of Raja. And one who wants to follow them is doing Raganuga Bhakti. So the question is, if by chance someone wants to become a queen in Dwarka and follows the queens of Dwarka, can it be said that they are doing Raganuga Bhakti? Or is it some mixture? And can the queens of Dwarka be called
Ragatmika
devotees?
Others are explained. I should explain.
Well, again, there's the idea.
What in is this shloka?
And Narad Muni also, whether he can be counted as a Ragatmika Bhakt, or because he has Vaikuntha mood.
Yeah, these are the questions.
Jatha bhairanubandhena mattas tanmayatan yat tasmat bhairanubandhena
26
nirbhairena bhayenava snehat kamenava junjat kacchan chit na ikkhate prathak tasmat bhairanubandhena. Bhairanubandhena.
Mood of enemy.
Enemy?
Enmity.
Enmity. But not any, but not only enmity. Anubandhena. Bear plus anubandhena, in that satrubhav, enmity, there should be anubandha. He has no time
to think of anything else.
Continuous, and he should be tadatma in abusing or anything, and it can only be if he knows that he will kill me and he is my enemy. At comes from beginning, he knew that Krishna will kill me. Shishupal knew from very beginning, from his janma, birth, that Krishna will kill me. So they were always
remembering,
thinking about Krishna, not doing anything. How to kill Krishna? How is Krishna? How he is so
strong,
and all these things. Make a plan that which I should kill. Always doing. So this means anubandhena. Bear should be like that. Anubandhena, nirbhairena. Nirbhair.
Without enmity.
Nirbhair means without enmity. Then what? Pakha prati pakha. Satru pakha and opposite to that pakha. Understand? Shishpal and all others are satru pakha. Other either bhakti or those who have no bear at all. They have some priti to Krishna. Bear, mitra, two paksha. So here, you know, sambandhi, pandavas, Vishnaya. Vishnaya, not only Jadukul, also Nanda Maharaj, all were in Jadu Vanshi. So they have some relation. So here denotes that bhakti and in bhakti where there is some relationship. Shatru has no relation, but they have relation. No?
Yes.
So by that thing, bhaye naba or bhay. Bhaya means
fear.
Also one thing he denotes, very deep thing. Gopis had also this fear. What fear? Anyone should not know that we love Krishna. So it should be hidden. No? So they loved Krishna in a hidden way that anyone should not. So this bhaya, this
fear.
This fear is
quite different than
this. Different. But actually he has told for gopis, Vishwanath, Sukadeva Goswami. As described by, explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He has explained like so. So here bhaya of that kind. Bhaya Nava. And this is most deepest bhakti, deepest service of Krishna. Bhaya Nava. Snehata, sneha, kaminava, kam, bhajunjat kathanchit na ikchate pratha. These are all not good. All are in this world, but enmity, sneha in this world, by attraction of visaya, there sneha comes. And sneha is very powerful to
bind us
us in this world.
Entangles.
Bhaya. Sneha. Kaam. Very dangerous thing, lust. But even this can be given to Krishna. If any relation with anubandha, then Krishna is so powerful that he unko hata deta hai in sab burai cheezon ko.
Pass out all this devil.
He purifies, transforms it.
All these things and takes them. If by varanubandhena, if by enmity mood, and he takes and gives them sarup mukti or sayuja mukti, purifies them, then why nirvairena? Gopi bhava nirvairena? Or bhaya like gopis? Or sneha like pandavas? And come like gopis especially, why he will not purify them and take to him? Understand?
Yes.
So he is telling him that Shishupal, Vairanubandhena,
by enmity
he got. And Krishna usko purified and took him and gave him.
Sarupya.
Then why he will not purify that calm of gopis? Certainly, because it has some affection to Krishna. That has not affection to Krishna. So surely,
he will do.
So anything, any bad moods, bhav, if it is with anubandha to Krishna, then Krishna purifies them, gives them according to their anubandha category. But understand?
Yeah.
Then he tells yatha bhaira anubandhena martas tanmayatam yat natatha bhakti yogena iti me nishchitamati. Bhakti yoga, it has begun, this is a rule. Anukulya grahan, pratikulya vaibharya. Vair is pratikul. And bhakti is
anukul.
He is telling that tatha bhakti yogena iti me nishchitamati. Narada is telling, Narada Goswami. It is my firm belief that by vairanubandhena marta tanmayatam yat, as the enmity mood makes anyone tanmay in Krishna,
absorb.
Na tatha bhakti yogena. By bhakti yogena, it will not be
so
tanmay, tadatma. Me nishchitamati. It is by dhrida vishwas. No? How? In vairanubandhena, there is a chance to be amne-samne hona, sakshat.
There is chance to face to face.
They will do bear being
equal
and seeing each other, meeting each other. Without that, cannot be done. Ravan and Ram, Kansa and Krishna, Shishupal, Krishna, Drona, Karna, Dushasan, all they are fighting. And it is a very good chance that they will be tanmay in Krishna to kill him and to be raksha ke liye. Jab unse kaise hamari raksha ho. Understand? So they will be very, very much tanmay. But by bhakti from beginning, no chance to be so much tanmay. If any serpent comes, with tanmay, at once, without a delay of 1 second. Because we are seeing that, and she will do like this, so we all tadatma in sar, in that snake. But nabai bhakti yoga, purifying, going, not seeing Krishna. So his nischit mati, he has firm belief, and by this he is now coming to Peshkrita, that example. One is a two
insects.
Wasp.
One takes and keeps another in his
nest,
home, and does he does
wasp,
and then by fear, gradually in one day, 2 days, he becomes like that. By fear. So by fear or anything, it is sakshat.
Direct.
Direct means seeing each other. So tanmayata comes very, very
intensely.
Humans. So if a kid, by satru bhav, he becomes like that, why anyone doing satruta, they will not be like Krishna, that is sarupya, samipya and all these things, they will have. Because this is the reason that Krishna is almighty. Anyone cannot do any harm to Krishna. And Krishna has no physical body. Where there is a physical body, there man, apaman, krodha, rag, dvesh, this comes. But Krishna has nothing. So if any will abuse Krishna,
no effect.
Shishupal was abusing Krishna. No effect. But
Bhima became so much upset, but not Krishna.
Not Krishna. Why? And he killed him by pity, by
compassion.
How to give mercy to him and to take out of Maya only? If he was in anger, then he would have given him in Ajasra Narak.
Yes.
Understand?
Yes.
But Krishna was not upset by hearing the abuse. Gali dene se wo Krishna ka kuch nahi hua. Unka dehatma abhiman nahi. He has no dehatma abhiman at all.
No false identification with the body.
No jealousy.
So, so, Krishna has nothing lust to
satisfy
himself. Nothing. Only he takes that he is avishya. Avishya.
Absorbed.
Absorbed. So why he will not take gopis? Whether they have come? Kubja has come. But no sneha in Kubja, only kam. But Kopis has sneha also. No? Kamat, dveshat, snehat, jatha bhakta reshvare mana, avesha tadahang hitva, bhavas tad gatim gata. Kamat, dveshat, snehat, jatha bhakti, avesh tadahang hitva bhavas tad gatingata. By kam, by dvesh, by snehe, by bhakti, all has tad aghang hitva, giving their agha, pap, they have received the gati.
Goal. Shape the
destination.
Goal.
Destination, gati. Like here, gopya kamad, bhayat kanso, chadyad deyo nipa, sambandhad vishnaya snehad yujang bhaktya bhayam vibho. Katamo api na vena, sat panchatmanam. He is telling only panchanam.
But there is six, not five.
Not six, only five. And but in his sloka we are seeing six. What is the matter? In this slok also, kamat, dveshat, bhayat, snehat, four, or bhakti, five only. So in this slok, these five should be. But how we will count? Gopya, snehat, kama, no? Vishneya, snehat, sambandhat. No? So, bhayat kansa, one, deshat chadyadonirpa, two, gopya snehat kamat, three, vishnaya snehat sambandhat. So, these are five. Why we have here, how not to count? Why? What is the reason? This is now telling. No? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Gopya Kamad. Gopis by Kam. It is a very low thing. Kam. But with Sneha. Here not Kubja. Kubja has no snare. So it has been not taken in this. No? Kansa, bhayat, anubandhena, bhaya, anubandhena. Chaitya adi, dvesh anubandhat, vaira anubandhena. Vishnaya, snehata, sambandhat. Vishnaya, eng juyang, both. Because they are in same category. Pandav and Vishnu, same category.
Yeah.
In this, we see that in this, Bhakti Rasa Swami Sindhu.
Yeah.
Now I am coming to this point. He has taken only kamat and sambandhat. Because Bairanu Bandhena, in Bair or Dveshat, these are particular. One thing we want, you'll have to know that as Dveshat, Chaitya means Shishupal, rebuked Krishna. He has given so much abuses Krishna. But gopis has abused more Krishna. He will not abuse as gopis abuse Krishna. No? But here Krishna, by gopis, so much glad, so much
pleasure
feeling. And he felt some pleasure. What I was telling. This is a very vital point.
That the gopis were abusing like anything, but it was bringing pleasure to Krishna.
But little pleasure he was also getting from Shishupal.
Why? Because he has no this physical body. And no. So he was pleased and gave him most very high rank as he gives to yogis
and gyanis.
And Ganis. But by this, that he takes as his most dear and near
beloved.
So there are two kinds of to abuse are this thing. One is Priti Garbha. And another is
Nindagarma.
No? There is Nindagarbha. And Gopi has Priti Garbha. Understand? Priti Garbha is also of two kinds. One having so much affection and having no affection, very little.
Yeah.
Arjuna was abusing, but her heart was palpitating, and he folded hand that I am taking my ears that in whole life I will not tell you as a
friend
are all these things. And gopis, they have not any time felt what?
Remorse.
Sorry.
Regret.
But,
no regret.
But abusing and becoming so much pleased, gopis. And I will abuse more. Here, I want to say that why Rupa Goswami has taken only kam and sambandha, why not others? Here bhaya and dvesh are
pratikul,
and bhakti in five, bhakti, sambandha and kam, three are anukul. if he take sneha here, don't take sneha here. Why not? We see sneha in Pandav. No? And it is very good thing. Also in Hanuman, also in all others, also in Dwarka, in Mahishis, Uddhav, and all others, sneha. But plus Aishwarya Buddhi.
It's Aishwarya again. There's some Aishwarya again.
Aishwarya there. In all. In Ram's Hanuman, Bharata, Lakshman, Sita. And in Dwarka also, Aishwarya is there. And Pandavas, also Aishwarya is there. In
Vrishnis, in Nard.
In Sambandha also, all this. And by that reason, Aishwarya is mixed with Rag. He has not taken as Ragatmika, not pure Ragatmika. That Rag, he was telling at that time, it is true, that in Santaras only it will go to Prem. Dasya will go to?
Outside Vraj, it will go to Sneha. Outside Vraj. Dasya.
Dasya, everywhere. Not
in Vraj, it will go to Rag.
And Sakya will go to?
Anurag.
Beginning. And Vatsal will go to? Last stage Anurag. And Gopis, Madhurya will go?
Mahabhava.
No?
Yes.
But we see that if anything mixed with Aishwarya will not go beyond Prem. No? But Braja Prem is Anurag and Mahabhava and up to all these things. So, it seems that the Prem of
Vrishnis?
First, Shant and Shuddha Dasya of Ram and Vaikuntha and the friendship of Ajodhya or Dwarka will not have rag, actual rag, pure rag. Understand?
Yes.
They have rag, but mixed with Aishwarya like Pandavas.
Yeah.
So Pandavas sneha is not liable to go to Mahabhava and others. So it has been left. No? Sneha. It is not Raganuga. And if we take Gopyaha, sneha with Kam, then we are taking here Kam, so no use of repetition, sneha.
Yes.
Understand this point?
Yes.
But
automatically the love of the gopis includes this.
This sneha itself.
Yeah.
So it is not necessary to
keep as sixth category.
Six. And if we take Pandavas sneha, it is with Aishwarya. It cannot be taken there. It is not a anukul of Raganuga, Ragatmik. Understand?
Yes.
That is why he has taken only Gopya Kam and Sambandhat. Sambandh of Vishnaya, Vishnaya mane?
Yasoda,
Nanda, Yasoda, and all these.
Not Vishnas, not of the Dwarka Vishnas.
So in Raganuga, Ragatmika, they are not.
Yeah, they're not.
They have rag, but mixed
with Aishwarya.
And that is why it has been
rejected.
And sambandha only of braja. Even plants, creepers, deers, Jamuna, every are pure. And they should be taken as sambandha and gopi, especially of kaam. These are very, they are ragatmik.
Pure
ragatmik. And those who will follow these two will be only ragatmik. Any question?
Not on this subject.
In this subject?
No. Yeah.
You are satisfied?
Very much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I just
Then.
This subject, I wanted to realize for so many years.
Mm.
But my confusion did not went. But by the grace of Rupa Goswami and our Gurudev, one day, in a moment it went. I've read so many times that Bhakti Goswami Sindhu, but could not understand why he has told that sneha is not applicable. But now something. It may be wrong. When I will go, then I will decide. But now I'm satisfied.
Then if it proves wrong, you should send some message to us.
Fan nahi chalta. हाँ काम कर पूछ सकते हैं और बस टुडे
बर्थ श्रवणं कीर्तनं विष्णु स्मरण एंड नोइंग दैट कृष्ण इज हैज सो मच सिक्स काइंड ऑफ
अपुलेंस
नारायण इज फुल ऑफ अपुलेंस एंड नारद मुनि रिसाइटेड द मंत्र ओम नारायणाय नमः. How he can go to Krishna? So he is telling that this is also not Raganuga. But now in what category we will keep Narad? Because he is our Gurudev. Wo hum logon ke guru hai, adi guru hai. And we see that he has gone to Vrindavan also.
Narad Kund.
And Narad Kund he has done
austerities.
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
But anywhere we are not founding, not seeing that he has any sambandh with Krishna.
Relationship.
He had come not in the
no.
Gop Bansa or any Dwarka also. And other hand we see also that he is not Gopi. Then what should I think? So we give honor to him and we think he is Raganuga. But we see that in that category, Rupa Goswami has not given him any
indication.
Anything. So we should give honor and like a guru, and he has Braj Prem also. But not vividly, because he, in Brihat Bhagavatam, he is telling himself that Gop Kumar has
gone. We could not go. He's telling Uddhava.
Because he has some bees in him, and we have not that.
He have told one time that Narada is Madhu Mangal.
Yes.
Not in that shape, but in another shape. Not in Baldev shape, he will go in Ras
but as a Anang, he will have to change his body and change his mood and everything. Then he will go like this. Ka, Bhari Ananga. Take.